Hey everyone, welcome back to Girl Talk. My name is Emily, and this is not an episode that you're gonna want to miss. So first, to address the elephant in the room, you may or may not have noticed, but Girl Talk has been on a little bit of a hiatus recently. We have not produced an episode. We, as in me, I do this by myself, but I have not produced an episode in around a month. Actually, I think when this comes out, it's gonna be a bit well over a month, and the main reason for that is that I had a couple really big projects that I had going on academically, and they took up a lot of my time, and then I've also been searching for summer plans, which has been a process, not one that's going particularly well at the moment, but hopefully there will be more positive updates about that soon, but that has also been taking up a lot of my time. Also, I've just been giving myself a lot of brain breaks creatively. I think forcing myself to get episodes out there is not going to end up with any good content that anyone's actually going to want to consume. So, picking my battles and, you know, trying not to be too hard on myself. But we're back. And I was going to say we're better than ever, but that's a bit questionable in this case, because this is a very special episode. I filmed it last night with some of my best friends, and let's just say things went down. Firstly, I only have two microphones, and there were four of us recording, so the audio quality, not the best. The editing also seems like it's going to be rough. I'm recording this intro before I've started the bulk of the editing, and I'm a bit nervous, if I'm honest, so if this episode is a little bit wonky, a little bit not so journalistic or high quality, you're just gonna have to bear with me on this one. This is my first attempt at recording with more than two people, so it's really a learning curve, and I'm excited. I think it was a good conversation overall. It's a bit silly. It's a bit unserious, but you know, it's fun sometimes to just do that, and fun to introduce you guys to some of my friends. So I thought for my first episode back, we would do a little bit of a pop culture roundup. But first I just started with having my friends introduce themselves, and then we did some fun little get to know you questions that I came up with. So I hope you guys enjoy. Again, I apologize for the fact that we were kind of talking over each other, and that's gonna be super fun in the editing process, but yeah. So I'm sorry if this is a little messy, but I think it's fun. So I hope you enjoy. Let's get into the episode. All right, everyone introduce yourself. Nala, go first.
Hello, I'm Nala. I'm from New Jersey. I'm a psych major at UConn, sophomore.
Hi, I'm Ren. I'm from Darien, Connecticut, the best part of Connecticut. I'm an English major.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Okay, incredible job. Okay, first we're going to start with get to know you questions so my listeners can learn who you people are. The first question, we're just going to go lightning round, pineapple on pizza, yay or nay?
Nay.
I've never had it.
Absolutely not.
Okay, perfect. What's your favorite chain restaurant?
Popeyes.
I like Wendy's.
Mez.
Sly. Okay, this is a question I made up, and it's one of my favorites. If you had to live inside of a chain restaurant, which one would you pick? I'll go first, because you know what? I need to give inspiration to the people. I would live inside of the Cheesecake Factory. I don't know why, I just feel like it has good vibes.
Interesting choice. I don't know why my first thought was Outback Steakhouse. They have tons of rolls. I love the rolls.
But it's also like the vibes of like the restaurant, like that's your house almost. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. I probably have to take all like the dead carcasses off the wall, like little heads of like deer that they have. But besides that, I mean, it'd be cute, put a little picture up.
So you'd do some redecorating. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Anyone else have a thought?
Probably McDonald's, because I could like portal into the other ones.
Play in the play place. That'd be your entertainment.
I feel like I need to add for context, we have two mics, the one I'm using and the other one, so that's why it sounds a little janky, but it's okay. Ren, do you have a chain restaurant you would like to live inside of? Well, it's more if you had to live in one, which one would you pick?
If I make my house into a chain restaurant, can it be that one?
What? Then you have to explain what type of restaurant it is, because that's not fair.
Full menu.
Okay, alright. We're doing Cajun food, right? It's very simple. It's very simple. Right, we do gumbo for dinner every day.
Just gumbo?
Well, yeah, that's the dinner special.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you can always get dirty rice. Yeah, jambalaya, too, because that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know any other Cajun food, so I'm going to have to look it up.
Okay, next question is, what's a pop culture moment or phenomenon from your childhood that shaped your entire personality?
So, like, by child, do you just mean, like, under 18?
Yeah, sure.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
That's a great answer.
Oh, yeah. Like, definitely the makeup view that was going on. I mean, it wasn't really about makeup. And it was about vitamins. But, like, that was crazy. I was following it every day.
Anyone else have an answer?
I'm going to say Harry Potter, but just because I didn't like it, so I wanted to make things that were not like it.
I'm going to say Harry Potter because I loved it, and like I based my whole personality around it. And now I don't like that I did that because of extenuating circumstances that I have no control over. But I guess that's the way that it is.
If you could shop at one store for free for the rest of your life, which store would you pick? I'm going to go with Target because I feel like they have everything, and I also love their clothes.
I was going to say Toys R Us because I miss it, but honestly, probably Target because I do spend way too much money there.
I mean, like, what are the, because, right, I could say Rolex store.
Why would you? And then, like, resell? Yeah, is that your plan?
Oh.
That's genius, honestly.
Infinite money.
If they have Rolex stores, otherwise, I don't know, maybe a car dealership.
Oh, free car forever.
I get free car, and then I can make my own car dealership.
Oh my god. Car. You guys, Ren has cheated the system. He actually took my question and made it much better, so thank you for that.
No problem.
I pick... There's a shop, online shop, called Cider, and I shop there all the time. I would go there for free.
Is it good? I want to buy clothes from there, but I'm scared it won't fit me.
It is pretty good, but some of the clothes fit a tad tight on me. But you know, generally they have stuff that fits my style and like fits me. I'm not wearing any of it right now, but it is what it is.
Okay, the next one is kind of fun. If you had to pick another name for yourself, what would you pick? It can be anything. It can be serious, not serious.
I know who's going to take it serious and not serious already. Go ahead. Go ahead now.
Bartholomew.
Yep, see?
Okay, Bart. Anyone else?
Bart. Well, my parents were stuck between two different names, Nala and Sarabi, which is another Lion King name. So I like that name as well. So I'd probably change it to that if I had to change it.
I don't think there's ever any question about what my name would be.
Do you want to explain?
So, my dad is also named Warren, and his dad was also named Warren, and so is his dad, and his dad, and his dad, and I think that's where it ends.
We're gonna go on forever. You have no other options?
Gregory.
Gregory. Okay.
That's an okay name. I can be like Greg Heffley from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. He was kind of lame.
Is that your dream?
That's a great name.
No. It's not my dream at all.
Damn.
I could be, though.
You could be.
Okay, next question. You're being held at gunpoint. Nobody reacted. I thought there was going to be some...
That's the point.
And you have to recite one song perfectly in order to get free. What song are you singing?
I know so many songs, but I think probably Dancing Queen because it's easy. I feel like in my own head, it's like easy to parse through because it's just so iconic. So I'll always know the chorus at least.
Yeah, I mean, do we get any points for like
points
showmanship?
We're dead.
No, if you got any part of this lyrics wrong, you're getting murdered.
Only the lyrics, not the pitch.
I think only the lyrics. I would say, I mean, I'm not the gunman because I wouldn't do that, but yeah, I also did create him in my brain, so.
He's not going to, like, pay me if I do really well.
No, he's just going to let you go.
He's not going to ask for an encore.
No.
I mean, he might, but then he might murder you, so.
Again,
3 seconds ago, wanted to murder you.
is gonna now give you money because you're so funny.
Could I hire you to be in my band, actually?
Like, I'm so glad you're saying that. Well, here, I am a record label.
Anyone have a song they would sing?
Oh, probably A Fire Love by Ed Sheeran.
Why do you look at me like that?
Because I'm worried you're gonna judge me. Because she hates Ed Sheeran. Because she has no taste.
That's not true. I do have taste, but it is true that I do hate Ed Sheeran.
You don't exercise the taste all that well.
So. Okay, that's really rude. Ed Sheeran, if you're listening to this, don't take it to heart, okay?
I hate you.
No. No.
Ed Sheeran, if you're listening to this, please follow me on Instagram.
Yes, please.
You have one yet? You only love
like
me when
it would be him. It would be difficult because I want to do a King Gizzard song, but probably not a
that's
good
like
choice.
8 minutes long.
Most of them are not 8 minutes long.
How are you gonna do the flute solo?
I've got it.
Oh my god,
that's right.
Okay.
Okay. No. Probably gonna be Alive and Well and Living In by Jethro Tull.
I'm confused because nobody said anything like the ABCs. Oh, and that's what I would say.
That's really easy. I didn't See, think of that.
I've always had trouble with that. So.
I have too much pride in my craft.
Oh, as a professional singer.
You'd be like, no, I can do better.
They should get me a Dawn and the Dynamos costume literally, on the stage with the wig.
Literally, my first thought was,
Three Baby
oh,
Daddies.
I know a 45-minute song. I'm going to sing the whole thing. It would be great.
It's a captive audience?
This is more me just thinking, okay, I can sing. I get a chance to sing out loud.
In front of a gunman.
Yeah.
He's a man.
What?
Move on.
Okay, so those were all of the get to know you questions. I hope you learned a lot more about me and the people that I choose to spend time with. I hope that was fun. So now we're moving into the pop culture stuff. Okay, so my first bullet point on the pop culture stuff is I have some really sad news to share, and I think it's gonna not shock anyone because it's kind of been everywhere except not, which is that Love on Tour is sadly ending after like 5 million years.
No!
Except everyone is saying that since we had Live on Tour, we had Love on Tour. Next, he's gonna do a comedy tour called Laugh on Tour. To get the Live, Love, Laugh trio.
Oh my god.
Would you guys go to Laugh on Tour?
Yeah, but it's probably just going to be like 5 hours of him like making stupid puns. That's just what he does.
Yeah. No, he's just going to say, this is a family show for like 5 hours straight.
Or is it? Ah, everyone loses their minds.
I would go though.
Yeah, me too. The costumes. Maybe he'll have a glittery vest with a big mouth on it that's laugh. I don't know why that was my first thought about costumes.
Okay, next thing that happened recently. We're a little outdated here on this show, but it's okay.
It's all right.
Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn have broken up after 6 years of dating. Do we believe the rumors, people? No. Everyone must say something.
I do not.
I don't know, it happens. Yeah.
Wow.
So you believe it?
I guess. I have no reason not to.
But what about paper rings? Right. What about invisible string? What about call it what you want? What about dress? What about lover? What about long story short? What about sweet nothing? London boy.
Yeah. What about
did
it?
Did she write those about him?
Yes.
I don't believe it, but if it is true, it's sad. But I mean, like, I've seen people on the internet being like, you know, why are you guys reacting like this? It's just a relationship. Relationships, you know, they begin and they end for various reasons. And I kind of see what they mean. But also, I have a weird parasocial relationship with her, so I feel like she's my best friend. It's really sad.
I believe it's possible, but it is sad because now, like, she's going to start dating again.
What's so sad about that?
That's sad.
No, wait.
What do you mean
Why
by
is
that?
Sad.
It's so sad. She's gonna start dating.
She's gonna find love another time.
I just don't want to. I don't want to hear about it.
We don't want the competition.
Well, then don't listen to it, man. I want to hear about it.
Did you guys see the people mourning their relationship at the Cornelia Street apartment?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
It's so funny. Even the Duolingo bird was seen on Cornelius Street morning.
I believe that without
a... Ugh, guys, we've been presented with an opportunity to learn some Taylor Swift history. Yeah, so Cornelius Street is a street in New York City where Taylor Swift once lived in an apartment. And that's the apartment she lived in when she first met her boyfriend, Joe. And they lived there together for a while, and she wrote a song about it. And so she's since moved out, but people went to the apartment to go mourn the relationship.
I honestly, I can't wait for the time when she releases the Taylor Swift Taylor's version.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious what she'll do with it. I know, she just re-records it, but I think it would be cool if she did something different. That did not work for me.
Well, it's such a fake accent that she's going to have to fix it somehow. Because either she's going to fake it or she's just going to sound a lot more mature, which I think will serve a lot of good purpose to the album.
Like, when she got rid of, like, the drawl from, like, the real country twang, it got a lot better for me.
Right.
Okay, moving on to a new topic. Last week or so, we had the first trailer from the Barbie movie.
Yes! When those posters dropped, it was insane.
It's crazy. The marketing so far. What do you think the movie is going to be about, you guys?
Okay, so I think that it's going to be like a psychological thriller type deal. Like it's going to be, because we've already kind of seen... that some of them are human and some of them are Barbie, like Ariana Greenblatt, for example. They have her as, I think their poster says, like, she's a human. So I think it's going to be, like, maybe Barbie living in her fantasy world and then realizing there's something beyond and trying to escape. But she can't because, you know, she's Barbie and she's always being watched. That's my theory.
So that really reads as, like, don't worry, darling.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really hope that, like, Barbie pulls out a machete. I think that would be really cool. Like just Barbie bloodshed hour.
Yeah. What you were describing was literally that SNL sketch where they're like, write tweets for Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Barbie's, like, contemplating, like, the death of a child at her doorstep or something.
So do you think that's what the movie is going to be about?
I think it would be interesting to see. I think it'd be interesting to see.
I really hope that there's like a huge like twisted twist. I think that could be really funny. Like they make something, like that's a statement or something. Like,
yeah.
Like the moment in the spoiler alert, that moment in the menu where the guy shoots himself. I hope there's some like gut dropping moment like that. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm hearing theories that Will Ferrell is gonna be like the CEO of Mattel, and when Barbie goes to the real world, she's going to realize what it's like to live in a patriarchy because the Barbie world is more of a matriarchy. Mm-hmm. So when she exits and goes to the real world, she's going to be like, damn, this shit is unfair, and like teach people lessons or something.
I'm afraid that if like it's not what we're hoping it is, we're going to be very disappointed if it's just the Barbie origin story. Like,
I get the feeling that's what it's going to be.
Like, the reason I don't think so is, first of all, Yeah, Michael Cera's in it. There's all these different Barbies, and they make a point. There's, like, a part in the trailer. The trailer is very Easter egg-filled, from what I can tell, where she's, like, leaving the Barbie world and entering the human world, but they don't give you details about the human world or, like, that part of the plot at all.
Yeah.
And when she's leaving the Barbie world, she passes a movie theater, and the movie theater is playing The Wizard of Oz, which is, like, very similar in plot-wise to, like, going to this other world and learning, like, stuff about it. And, yeah, I just feel like there's more than meets the eye, because also Greta Gerwig is a girl boss, and I trust her with my life, so.
I'm also slightly afraid that it will, and, you know, I feel like Greta Gerwig is smart enough not to make it turn into this, but, like, there's a scene where all the Barbies are, like, cheering with each other, and I'm afraid that it might slip into girls can do anything type beat. It's not that that's a bad message to send. It's just that we've done it over and over and over and over. If she does it like that, it's going to be like, you ever seen the Lego movie? It's going to be like Wild Style. Like Wild Style's whole thing was, I'm a girl, but like, that's not all I am. You know, like, but we know that. You're a human being also. So like, I don't think we need to tell that story again. Although she could, I just wouldn't be happy with it.
Well, what do you think about the tagline? She's everything, he's just Ken. I kind of love it.
Me too. I think it just, like, again, reinforces what you said about, you know, the matriarchy in the Barbie world versus the patriarchy in the real world, where, you know, women are seen as more than just women, whereas it kind of like reverses what we already have, like, now, whereas men are seen as just men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, sorry, man.
It's
you can't see it, but he's offended.
Yeah.
I'm so offended. I'm like flipping tables.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never done that before. No, yes, nowhere or anything.
Fake news.
Definitely not.
But part of it is like they talk about how, or people on the internet have talked about how in the Barbie like lore, Ken has never been like an important part of her life. Like she can be an astronaut, she doesn't need Ken. She can be a surfer, she doesn't need Ken. She can even be a dolphin or something like that. I don't remember the lore fully, but like there's never been a movie where she needs Ken to do these things. And like, I don't know, I really like that. Did you guys also see the clip where Ryan Gosling is like, because we're girlfriend boyfriend?
Yeah,
dude.
Girlfriend boyfriend.
People say that they're talking exactly how kids play with Barbies, which goes into the theory that it's going to be, like, the whole movie is going to be, like, it was just kids playing with Barbies. Which, what do you guys think about that?
I hope to all that is good and holy that that is not what happens, because it's just, it's the same thing as, like, it was all a dream. Like, then what does that mean? The story means nothing. You know, I mean, I know that for some people it might not mean nothing, but if it's just kids playing, I mean, I guess it could symbolize, like, kids being more aware of the world that they live in versus the world they want to live in. But, like, I don't know. I don't think I'd like that as an ending. But, I mean, I could see where that would take place.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
I didn't know that it was going to be, like, a human world versus, like, Barbie world. My thought originally was kind of, like, Toy Story.
Yeah.
Like, they would be fake and then come to life.
There's also a part in the trailer where she steps out of a shoe. And her foot, have you guys seen this?
No.
Her foot, you know how a Barbie, like, their foot is just like this? She steps out of the shoe and her foot stays in the position of the heel. And that just looks really slightful. I don't know why I threw that out there.
Everyone was losing their minds over that scene. They were like, this is the one scene that changed my life. And it's like, okay, yeah. It's just a foot.
It's just a foot.
But, you know, Barbies are always, their foot are always like they're wearing heels. Mm-hmm. So that when you take the shoes off, you can just put another pair of heels on, no problem.
Right.
So in this scene, she steps out of her heels and her foot
stays
in the shade when she's wearing heels.
I thought she was in a giant shoe.
Yeah, that's what I thought you
meant. No.
Oh my god.
What?
Giant shoe house. Oh god.
But Barbie's not old, she's eternally young.
That's
true. She's always 20. No one knows how she does it.
Okay. The next thing on my little docket is that Millie Bobby Brown has gotten engaged. What? Anyone have any big thoughts on this topic?
She's younger than we are.
She is younger than we are. That's why it was trending.
She was born in 2004.
Who is she engaged to?
Nahlas. Tell the people.
Jake Bon Jovi, the son of John Bon Jovi.
This man is 20. That's crazy.
He's my age.
Go New Jersey, am I right? Just had to put that out there. I can't wait to see the pictures of the cast at the wedding. You know, everyone dressed up. David, maybe. I mean, I don't know how present her father is in her life, but if, you know, if circumstances are some type of way, David giving her away, maybe, or like, a first dance with David. Just so cute.
Who's David?
David Harbour.
Oh!
What do you think about... Who do you think Noah's going to be in the wedding? I think Noah Schnapp, Flower Girl.
I think that would be funny. But I also could see, like...
Because they're besties.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Millie and Noah are, like, besties. Or at least according to the internet, they are.
Yeah.
I don't trust the internet.
Well, okay.
do we think that it's actually gonna get to the wedding?
That's the question.
They're so young.
They are, but yeah, I mean, they've been together 3 years at this point.
So,
also the Taylor Swift reference.
I was about to bring that up.
Yeah.
That is such a weird thing. If you don't know, she used a lyric from Lover as her announcement caption. which
and then they broke up.
No, this was after they, right after they broke up. It was I loved you three summers, honey. Now what was
I
it?
I love you three summers. Now, honey, I want to.
Okay, now recited that much more eloquently than me, but she used that as her caption right after they break up, and I almost feel like if I was like knowing in the back of my mind I was about to get engaged, I would also pick out an Instagram caption in advance. So imagine Millie sitting at her house being like, okay, like that's my plan for the past like year, and then they break up, like that's so sad. Like that's why I feel like the caption isn't weird.
Yeah, I was very confused about the caption at first. Because I was like, have they been together for 3 years now? Like, cause right? I wasn't even thinking about it. Because I really don't think about them that often, I gotta say. But, I mean, they're cute together. I wish them the best. However, this could be a Ariana Pete situation.
Ooh. I was thinking that.
Yes.
So, yeah. I don't know if they're planning on getting married in the next year or so. I can't wait to see the dress, because I know this is going to be a big production, yes. Hopefully. I mean, her with her Stranger Things money, him with his Bon Jovi money, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And I want an invite.
Last point on the Millie Bobby Brown topic, do we think she's going to change her name to Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi? Millie Bobby Bon Jovi? Millie Bobby Brown... Millie Bobby Brown Jovi.
Millie Bobby Bobby.
What do we think?
This is so good because I texted you about this when yeah. I saw it.
Millie Bob Bon Jovi.
And
Millie Bon Jovi Bon Jovi
Brown.
Jovi Brown.
So is Bobby Brown, is that her last name? Are both of those her last name?
I don't know.
Or is Bobby her middle name?
I really, really don't.
What if to compromise they just come up with some random last name they both take?
Well, okay. Then he would be having to give up the Bon Jovi name, and he probably doesn't want to do that. I mean, if I was a Bon Jovi, I wouldn't want to give that up, because then I could say, hey. I mean, he could probably just say, hey, I'm Jake Bon Jovi, let me into this restaurant.
Bon Jovi.
Next question.
Okay. Do we have any thoughts on the UConn housing Hunger Games? Because I surely do, but I don't want to go first. Anyone want to talk? Or should we give context? Because for listeners, so basically UConn housing has gotten worse over the years, in my opinion. And because part of it is that they've accepted more students than they have housing. Mm-hmm. And they're like, please cancel your housing. Like, we don't have housing. But everyone's like, no, like, I don't want to have to pay for off-campus housing. I don't want to have to pay for a car. I don't want to go through the hassle of finding an apartment. And so everyone wants the on-campus housing. But there, like, just isn't good housing. So we're all kind of screwed. None of us have good housing. And yeah, so that's kind of where we're at. Anyone have any more specific thoughts?
There's also a thing where if you have more credits, you can pull someone else in with you. So you can qualify for like an earlier pick time for like choosing your housing. And then you can also bring in like a freshman if you want to and you're a senior. So then you have like people who are more middle of the road and maybe don't have like friends who are seniors, like us, like we're rising juniors. And we have the like shittiest options on campus, which is kind of insane because we've been here, but like that would be our third year.
Mm-hmm. I've always been, well, not always, but for a long time, I've been of the opinion UConn is kind of annoying, so I don't like them very much.
Hot take.
I don't like the administration anyway. They're cool people. There are cool people.
Oh, I was like, what?
You were like, I don't like the administration.
They're cool.
I don't like the administration anyway, but they're cool.
Okay. Understood.
So, I think that we should be given, you know, better options. I mean, hot take from me today. I just think I wanted to move out of the place I was living, and I just ended up in the building next to the one I'm already in, so in the same complex. So I'm not really happy with it, and I think that there should have been more options, especially because, you know, we are going to be juniors next year. And this race to the finish line for housing really sucks, and you can't do better.
Yes.
Please.
It's tearing people apart. Yeah. It's very stressful too, because I think it's like, I don't want to think about housing right now. Picking my classes is one thing, but It should kind of be a no-brainer that you get good housing when you're a junior. I just don't understand how that keeps not happening.
Agreed.
Yeah, and there are so few good options as well. Like, yeah. We're stuck in, like, very small rooms. Like, we have a friend who's a senior. Shout out to Tim. Who was stuck in a room where, like, the ceiling was falling down on him.
Yeah, it was flooding his room or something.
Yeah, and it was, like, absolutely tiny little jail cell. And, like, it's just kind of insane because, you know, we you would think you would level up, you know?
Yeah, you should.
It also feels like it's not changed at all since I got here. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I also had to pick rooms, like, twice, so, in the first year, so it's a little...
Yeah, no, we were getting so neurotic, we were looking at fully each room's square footage. Like, yeah. it was like, if we were gonna go with shitty options, we're gonna find the best shitty option.
Currently, it's an increase of about 3 square feet.
Woo!
Yeah, that's progress. That's a square foot, one and a half square feet per person.
Yeah!
Oh my god.
The thing, again, about, you know, Yukon's housing situation... I feel is that, like, students, and I think this is just a broad issue, that students just aren't getting what they deserve.
Yeah.
And, like, the affordable housing options are not of a livable quality. Mm. Like, we're not even asking for, like, 5-star. We're asking for, like,
the ceiling star.
Fall. 1-star.
Yeah, the tubing coming out of the wall.
Yeah, and just, like...
Representation.
You know, the way that this university allocates its funds is ridiculous. Sorry, just have to say that.
Anyone have any last thoughts on housing before we wrap up that section?
I think that the housing that they give athletes is really extravagant and way better than what we get, and I don't think that's fair. Because we work really hard. I mean, working really hard for the school to make money versus working really hard to, you know, get a degree are two different things. But I think that we both put a lot of effort into what we do, and I don't think that anyone is better than anyone else because of that.
Yeah, and also, like, a separate thing but kind of similar is that the learning communities seem to have, like, some of the best housing that aren't, like, suites or apartments. Like, the fact that they built a whole new building, like, the most, like, I think it's the most recent housing other than South Worth, yeah. And it's, like, gorgeous, and apparently the rooms are great, and it's all learning community. So, like, freshmen and sophomores, it's just kind of, it's kind of weird. I feel like I would agree with this even if I was a freshman. I know, like, it sounds like, oh, that's because you're not it anymore. But, no, I still think that's not very right, because, honestly, a lot of people don't even know about it before they're coming in, so they wouldn't know to be like, oh, if I want a good experience, I should just join this learning community. But, like, yeah, I just think it's ridiculous.
I don't think it's the fact that they have good housing for learning communities, because I think it is good to incentivize having a community, but it's the fact that North residence halls still stand, and they're just like, yeah, throw those last people that don't have housing in there, because that's livable, and it's not.
Yeah, and it's just that, like, everything else is so much worse.
Yeah.
And why the heck are they, building new residence hall that's, like, posh residence hall at South when North is still, like, what North is?
Because part of the reason isn't that we don't have enough housing at all, it's nobody's picking North. So then there's going to be probably not leftover rooms, but nobody wants it, so it's screwing people over that don't deserve it.
Yeah, and, like, if you want, because the thing about South, like, those dorms is that they're so close to the center of campus, so they're, not only are they gorgeous, they're also very convenient. If you want people to live in, like, North or Towers, make it nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then it'll be, like, an even spread, and then people won't feel screwed, because there will be some, like, good thing about wherever you live. But, no, instead, there's, like, loads of, like, sophomores and like, freshmen even, like, just getting stuck in North, which is, like, atrocious.
It's actually funny if you think about it. The best ones are in the center of campus, and the worst ones are on the periphery, so they you don't have to look at them.
Exactly. Yeah. They do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay, to end on a more positive note, I want to ask if anyone has read any good books recently.
Because my phone is acting up and being really, like, broken, I've been having to read a lot more, and I'm reading this book of short stories by Rainbow Rowell called Scattered Showers. Pretty good. Some of them are kind of, like, crazy. Some of them are really pandering to the pandemic, which I didn't really love, but they're just cute little like romance stories, and you know, it's just a good read before I go to sleep. Because I was a big fan of Fangirl before my mom found it and took it away from me when I was in middle school.
No.
That's also by Rainbow Rowell, by the way. And it's really good. I got a hardcover copy, so I like the cover. It has rainbows on it.
Okay. Anyone else have a book to share?
Oh, you know she does.
I pulled out my Goodreads so that I can look at the list.
Oh, so professional.
Thank you. So, okay. The first one that I think everyone should read is Coachella on the Mountain by James Baldwin. It's about religion, and it, like, his prose is just so beautiful. It's like one of the most absorbing books I've ever read, and I read it for school, which is kind of cool. Also, there's the all of Rick Riordan's series are just pretty awesome. Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo was really good.
It's on my desk.
It's on her desk.
Next read.
I read my dad's book recently, which he wrote.
Plug it. What is it called?
Oh, really? Thank you. Okay. The Witchfinder Serpent by Randy Goodwin.
Yeah, everyone should go buy it on September 12th, 2023.
The Witchfinder Serpent by Randy Goodwin. That's spelled R-A-N-D-E space G-O-O-D-W-I-N. Thank you.
You heard it here first, folks.
I recommend to anyone who's into science fiction or fantasy, Shriek and Afterword by Jeff Vandermeer, which is something, when I read it, it was like, oh wow, this is a book I've wanted to write for a while, so I'm going to do something else. might have to read the previous book, City of Saints and Mad Men, but it's probably not required, it's just to get a feel for the...
Okay, my current read is Beach Read by Emily Henry, which is the most basic answer you could ever give in your entire life. But I really like it so far. It's pretty lighthearted, and I really like a slow burn type of vibe. Well, sometimes I don't like it, but I feel like because I know they're going to get together, I'm like, okay, with a slow burn. And the premise is a lot cuter than I thought. I thought it was just going to be kind of stupid, but I like it so far. But I'm like halfway through, so we'll see how I feel after the end. I'll probably do a little review, so we'll see. Anyone have any last words?
Well, I have another book recommendation.
Oh my god, go ahead.
It's Misery by Stephen King. That's also one of them. And on that, in the same vein, Salem's Lot by Stephen King.
What do I want to say to the people? Hope you have a good day. You know, life is really hard. Especially because, you know, being a college student, we have finals coming up soon and a lot of stress. So just, you know, take time for yourself, you know? So, yeah, I think everyone needs a bit of time to themselves to just, like, reevaluate what they want.
Any last words from anybody?
No.
Okay. On three, we're going to say goodbye. Okay. Ready? One, two, three. Goodbye!
Alright you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. To support the podcast, please follow us on Instagram at girltalk.pod. She's been a bit inactive during the hiatus, but we're bringing her back. And I hope to produce some more fun content very soon. Can't promise it though, apparently. So, have a great day. Bye!